This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We are consumed with the Wu flu. And the vaccinations and the mandates and all these things that the Democrats have heaped on us. And there's this internal battle, mask versus the unmasked, the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated. And it's taken a ball eye off of some of the other things that Democrats normally have us fighting about, right? Like gender issues. You haven't heard any of the Me Too movement talk about, we only make 72 cents for every dollar that a man makes. You haven't heard any of that, have you? Black people have even settled down, the black leftists, on critical race theory. Oh, critical race. Let me ask you this. Do you think critical race theory is still being implemented in schools, or do you think they abandoned it?
Methinks you know the answer.
Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Jot that down, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Go there. See everything that we do. And if you decide in the goodness of your heart that, you know what, I like what Kevin does, his team, I'm going to help him get the message out. And you buy a merch shirt, something that says, Kiss My Mask. Maybe you get that product, those products. But go look at those and wear one and let people know in this very passive-aggressive way what you think about their mask mandates. Or go do something else over there. And there are many things that will help you. And we're going to get more and more. By the way, our movie is premiering tonight in Scottsdale, Arizona. I'm not saying it to get people to go because I'm not even in this market, in the Arizona market. But Bleeding Blue is going to be out again. We're going to be doing selective locations around the country. Sorbo will join me in a few, and we're going to probably have a golf tournament to go with it. If there's interest in that, you guys putting together a showing or all that, I'll get you in contact with our events person. Her name is Lori. And Lori and Ashley will help get it set up. And if you want to do a golf tournament with it, it has to, you know, probably be here in Arizona or Texas or somewhere it's not going to get crazy. But even if it's in the spring and we want to do something in Texas or you want to do something in New Mexico or whatever, great. Even Californicate, we'll go there. Anyway, glad you guys are with me. 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a call. So there's all this stuff that we've been deluged with regarding the Wu flu and the vaccines. SCOTUS had the chance to shut down to protect the citizens of Maine, and they refused without prejudice because of Justice Breyer. No surprise there. But it could have far-reaching implications if it goes to the full vote of the court. I don't know. I told you guys, I don't trust our 6-3 court. I don't know if I trust it if it was 7-2. Conservative is a very fleeting term these days. But here's what I wanted to ask you. Do you know what's missing from the news cycle? Think about all the things that we would be talking about. And I'm going to give you a few. I'm not going to bring up Hunter Biden. He's an easy one. I played a clip the other day from this girl. Her name is Bari Weiss, a leftist, who said, who in their right mind wouldn't be covering Hunter Biden's laptop to the degrees that you wouldn't even believe? Of course they would be. But anyway, AOC, Donnie Deutsch said she's the Democrats' albatross. She's one of the dumbest people in politics. She's been trying to get this green energy agenda through, and it should be looked at. She should be debating legitimate people on this so they could destroy her. But she's not in a news cycle right now. She's a detriment to the Democrats, and they've kept her out. What about her buddy, Rashid Tlaib, the big mouth who wanted to see Trump killed? And it turns out she profited as a landlord during the pandemic. Did you hear that story? Yes. She profited. While other people were forced to lose money because they had to keep their tenants and stuff, Rashid Tlaib was making money. She made sure her properties were, she could flip them or do whatever she needed to do. Tenants paid her. What about Ted Lieu, congressman out of California, the dumbest Asian in politics? who pulled one of these Holly weirdo stunts with a Lori Loughlin thing, got his kids into a great college through payoffs. Not a word. I'm just giving you some of the things that are happening here. Oh, yeah, I know. Hunter Biden cheated. He worked with Chinese spies and all the other things. But that's little news. And these other little tidbits, they're even smaller. But this is leftists taking advantage of the system, and nobody wants to say a word about it. What about their cheating in elections? Can't talk about it, right? What about their lying about Biden's polls? I haven't looked at a Biden poll in a while, but here's what I'll bet you money. It's low. It's dropped from the last week to this week. I would be willing to bet the farm on it. I'll go Squid Games on you. Let's play that game. What about the stats of everything we were talking about with Wu Flu? Lying about all that. Lying, you know, just amazing. So let me ask you this question. What are you doing daily to fight against these cyborgs posing as humans, these replicants? Because they're not human. See, human beings wouldn't treat us the way that the left treats us as conservatives. I think leftists are the dumbest, most vile people on the planet. I wish them no ill will. You know what I wish they would do? I wish they would leave us alone and just go live their lives. I wish they would take whatever their ideologies are and stop trying to project their negativity and their vile nature onto us. Yeah, so here's, I'll give you an example. So a guy says to me, Kevin, I'm an atheist. And I go, okay, well, that's great. That's up to you. I don't believe in it. I would even caution you to look deeper into it. But you're an atheist, no problem. Kevin, can we hang out? No problem. You're not going to rub off on me. I have a firm belief in God. But you know what the atheist would say? He'd say, you're stupid. You're stupid. Now, do I think he's stupid? Yep, I do. I think anybody that doesn't see God all throughout their lives, they're just missing the big picture. And I do believe that he's stupid. But here's the thing. I'm not going to try to convince you that your stupidity, and I know God says, Kevin, go out and convert. Do you know how I'm going to convert this atheist? By living a great life. A life that I believe is in pursuit of God, right? But I'm not going to try to convince him of it, but they will try to convince you. And you know what they do to do it? They bully you. They demean you. Now, you want to know the religion they have right now? The religion of Wu Flu. The religion of the Wu Flu vaccine. You will pray to it. You will understand it. You will admit that this thing is the most dangerous thing known to man. And you will get your shot. And you will pray to the God of Wu Flu. That's Joe Biden, by the way. And everybody will be happy. Let's go, Brandon, right? Anyway, we'll be back. Keep it here, folks.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I was talking to a political candidate the other day running for governor of a state. And this candidate, I'm not going to say gender because I don't want people to figure out who it is. But we were having a discussion about education. And I said, well, give me your stance on education. And immediately, everyone should be educated. And, you know, it's a terrible thing that people are not getting educated. And went up to the, you know, this haughty thing about all Americans should be educated. And I go, all Americans are educated. And we went back and forth. Well, you know, people can't read in the eighth grade, and this is pathetic and all that. And we've got these kids, you know, that are coming over from Mexico, and, you know, they're now part of our economy, and they can't read, you know, and how are you going to be in part of the economy and all that? I go, you are so far off base, it's insane. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to. And this candidate's like, what are you talking about? I said, look, my grandfather had a sixth grade education. He lived a great life. If you ask my grandfather, if he were alive, how is your life having a sixth grade? He'd say, I have no regrets. He wouldn't say, oh, I wish I could have gone to college. Did he wish that he was smarter at times? Yes. I used to sit on his knee and read to him. When I was like 8 years old, I was reading Audubon nature books. He would try to read along with me, and he was like, how do you do? I could just see it in his eyes, like him going, how do you do that? How do you read like that? Because my grandfather read very stilted, like. And then the boy went to the house, and that's the way he read, because he had a sixth grade education. But ask him if he regrets anything. He made a living. He was a chauffeur and a chef to one of the wealthiest families in San Antonio, Texas. I don't know how he creeped into that job, but he did. He didn't die a millionaire, but he lived like one. I'm not even exaggerating that. We took routine vacations. He took time off. We fished every single day. We hunt. If you were an outdoorsman, you wish you had my life. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So we're having this discussion, well, education, education, education. And I said, there are people that get better educations from watching YouTube than they get at college. Don't talk to me. Well, then they agree. The candidate agree. College and universities aren't always for everybody. We agree on certain points. But this idea that if you go to a country and you don't know the language, you can't make a living. Yeah, you can. In America, you can. And so I was explaining to him, now you're making it an illegal immigration issue versus an education issue. Because guess what I care about? Let me ask you this question, people listening to me. Do you think I care about your kids' education? I mean, little picture. So your kid comes home from school and made an F. What do you think I care? Just be honest. If I told you right now, yeah, my son went to school, that little sucker didn't study, and he got a D minus on his math test, you guys are, Kevin, we know Kevin's going to get over him. Well, I tell you what. But in the scheme of things, you don't care. I'm not telling you that you're insensitive. I just know you don't care because you don't have to care. But if your kid gets a D minus, you care. So what I was explaining to him is it's got to be something that affects you. What if I talked about how we bring down the Democrats? I told you. I said, we can talk about abortion and we can talk about the economy and tax policy, whatever. You know what matters to people? What is impacting my life right now? Me, not you, me. When I play golf, I watch guys play. I don't give a crap about your game. If you're struggling, I feel for you. You know, I watch guys shanking it. Oh, no! They want to break clubs. I'm like, oh, hey, man, you'll be okay. But I'm not worried about their game. You know whose game I'm worried about? Mine. When I watch the golf channel and I'm looking at people hit the ball or some tip, I'm not going, oh, that's something I'll tell Ted about. I don't give a crap about Ted's game. Doesn't make me insensitive. It means you're caught up in your life, as you should be. You should be the one spreading the news about what's going on, not these stupid leftists. Speaking of which, let me give you some information. College is not closing the wealth gap. Something else you're not being told. We talk about, oh, let's pay off all the college debt. I thought Joe Biden was going to pay everybody's bills. Well, you know why Republicans won't mention it? Because they don't want it to, well, we can't, if we say Joe Biden's not paying their bills, they're going to think we want him to pay the bills. But Joe Biden said, I'm going to eradicate college debt. Whatever. He hasn't done it. Make him do it. Wall Street Journal article. Black millennials thought college would help them get ahead. Instead, it is setting them back. The median net worth of households with black college graduates in their 30s has plunged over the past three decades to less than one-tenth the net worth of their white counterparts, according to a Wall Street Journal analysis of Federal Reserve data. The drop is driven by, get this, skyrocketing student debt, sluggish income growth, which combine to make it difficult to build savings or buy a home. Now, the generation that hoped to close the racial wealth gap is finding it's only growing wider. So, Joe Biden has an opportunity to close the gap for black folks. Go do it. Eradicate all that college debt for black folks. Even in arrears, eradicate mine. I don't have any, but I wish he would. It says more than 84% of college educated black households in their 30s have student debt, up from 35% three decades ago. So we've gone from 35% of black kids graduating college and having debt to 84%. Now, I've already told you guys, college is a ruse for black people. It's the biggest Ponzi scheme for black folks on the planet. They tell you, hey, black kid, I'm gonna curve your scores so you can get into the college of your choice. You can compete with old Quan Chang over there, the Asian kid that got 1530 on his SATs. You can compete. You too can go to Harvard. You too can go to some school that we won't normally let you into because you don't have the grades. But you're going to get there. You're going to bring all those grants and all those loans that we're going to give you, and we're going to make that easy. That's easy money, man. And you're going to bring it to college. And then we're going to flunk out 60% of you. And you're going to have massive debt that you can't pay. And this ruse is being proven out with this story right here. They said many baby boomers, the younger generation owes a median of $44,000 up from less than $6,000. By comparison, 53% of white educated college households in their 30s have debt, up from 27% 3 decades ago. So they've risen as well. Because see, the ruse is also for other people. It's not just for blacks. But black people get the, you know, as they say, America gets a cold, black people get pneumonia. The median amount rose from $35,000 from $8,000, all figures adjusted for inflation. So black graduate household incomes have grown more slowly than those of their college graduates in general. And this is median income for black college educated households in their 30s increased 7% from the early 1990s to the late 2010s to about $76,000. Income from their white counterparts almost doubled what blacks did, 13% up for them, mean income, an average of $114,000. So here's a quote. Not only are black families pretty far behind, they've fallen further and further behind for millennials, said Ana Hernandez Kent, the researcher at the FRB and St. Louis Institute for Equality. I'll leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas believes the Justice Department can't get involved in lawsuits regarding the state's new pro-life law. Republican State Attorney General Ken Paxton filing a brief with the U.S. Supreme Court saying the Biden administration has no case because the law is enforced by private citizens. The law allows individuals to civilly sue abortion clinics, doctors, and anyone who aids and abets a woman getting an abortion after a fetal heartbeat is detected. House Republicans are calling out Attorney General Merrick Garland after he announced federal authorities would intervene when parents cross the line at school board protests. Garland insisting in a House hearing he believes parents who protest peacefully should not be labeled as terrorists, but protesting violently is not protected speech. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The CDC has their eyes on your onions.
Most of the onions Americans buy for their salads and to cook with come from Mexico, where there's a contamination concern concerning salmonella. The CDC issuing a food safety alert saying that over 650 people have become infected with a strain of salmonella in 37 states, and that was actually as of a few days ago. This alert includes red, white, and yellow onions distributed by ProSource Incorporated. The onions can last up to 3 months in storage, so you might still have some even if you think you don't. And reporting from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Arizona State University police want those who confronted Senator Kyrsten Sinema in a bathroom to be charged. Four people with the Radical Immigration Reform Group interrupted a class the Democratic senator was teaching, then followed her into the hallway and into a bathroom where they continued filming. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If overwhelming pressure pushed you in any one direction or the other?
I would say for sure. And I think a lot of people, it's not that people should not get the vaccine. That's not the argument. It's that for me, there aren't scientific, legal, or to me, moral grounds for the vaccine mandate itself. I think when you take into account the nature of COVID, the nature of the vaccine that doesn't stop infection or transmission, the nature of natural immunity that hasn't been talked about, and then obviously the polarization by the media that has created such distrust, if this thing is just about protecting people and protecting the public health, why does, you know, CNN have to lie about Joe Rogan taking horse dewormer, or why does the Rolling Stone have to willfully misrepresent my position on the vaccine of COVID? Why do these things have to happen? It's just about protecting people.
That, folks, was Jonathan Isaacs, who plays in the NBA. Young black dude that, wow, I gotta tell you, this dude has it together. I don't know that I've heard anybody, including myself, speak that eloquently about this disease and the game that's being played with it. I'm going to play the rest of the clip, get that ready for me, of this kid talking about this, because apparently he went viral. And it upset the apple cart. People, how dare he, you know, say this, you know, whatever. But he, whew, that was deep. And then, look, no offense to him, because, you know, I have been saying the same thing. I don't want to make it sound like it's so profound, but you don't anticipate these kids really having that not that basis of knowledge. By the way, I talked earlier about Cavuto. He ought to have this kid on his show, Jonathan Isaacs, because this kid could have told Cavuto, you do realize that getting the vaccine didn't protect you. He obviously should realize it at this point. Wow, that was just an amazing explanation. But it gets better. He goes on, and then we're going to move on and talk about some other issues. But I just want you to understand there are people out there that get it. The number of people that this guy is going to influence, I would venture to tell you, Jonathan Isaacs has also looked at the Black Lives Matter situation and said, you know, I don't buy into that. I don't know if he'll publicly say that, but that was too good of an explanation. Let's finish letting the audience hear the rest of this, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
So I think there are a lot of grounds to say this thing should be up for people's personal choice, right, whether or not to get it.
Jonathan gave a press conference, for what it's worth. It went viral, where he very eloquently defended his personal choice, and he was misconstrued in mainstream media outlets like Rolling Stone, which I guess is to somewhat come to be expected in this culture, in this push. Jonathan, let me ask you the question that many of your detractors have asked. Why are you only making this calculation for yourself? Isn't that selfish? Do you owe something to your team? Do you owe something into society to get vaccinated?
You know, I don't think it's for myself. Or, you know, a lot of people said during the press conference I spoke in the first person, but I really am. And I think other guys like Kyrie, or just anybody who's saying that it should be people's personal choice, are thinking about other people and their freedom to make the decisions that they do. I think, like I said, when you take into account the COVID virus that we have, that the average death age is greater than the life expectancy in the country, and then you take into effect the vaccine that does not stop infection or transmission, your decision to protect yourself from the virus is your own, and taking the vaccine would do that. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with the vaccine. I think people who have pre-existing conditions or just feel they want to take that stuff to protect themselves from the virus, not necessarily an unvaccinated person, but vaccinated people are carrying it and transmitting it as well. So it should be based on those premises. And then again, talking about the conversation of natural immunity.
Well, you got the picture there. This is a very well-educated kid on what's going on with this. Personal choice. And all the leftist rags went after him. How dare you? You're a role model. You should be towing the party line, which is what Cavuto did. I'm going to tell you what. This guy is not just a dumb athlete. He is not a dumb athlete. I mean, you know, we have this sort of this idea that they're just dumb athletes. This kid is not dumb. He took advantage of his college education, but I'll bet you this. I bet his education didn't come in college on this matter. I bet you his education came from the streets. Because we say game, no game. I know that sounds weird because it should be game, knows game. But in the vernacular, we say, man, game, no game. Meaning, we know when you're trying to pull the wool over our eyes. And you want to know some of the best people for understanding that? This is going to shock you, white folks. That dude that's a little hood rat, that guy knows how to discern those who are not in their best interest. Look, we can look at these criminals, and I do. I mean, I don't condone any criminality. But let me tell you, the criminal mind, that conspiratorial mind that goes, man, what are you doing? That always is a skeptic, that's our critical thinkers. And our critical thinkers, sadly, are the people that we consider the dregs of society. They're doing bad things. But they're bad. They're good people in bad circumstances. They don't know anything more. This kid, I don't know his background. I don't know whether he escaped that like myself, or he grew up with two parents that are very educated or whatever. But I'm going to tell you, this dude knows what he's talking about. Do we owe something to society, your team? He's like, you know what I owe my team? My best effort. Being able to go out there and do my job. And here's what I won't do. I won't sacrifice my own personal body because you decide you want me to do something different. I told you about that kid before. He took the shot. And he said, man, I took that shot and my life changed dramatically. He may never play basketball again. He's optimistic. He wants to. But let's hope he doesn't do a Lynn Bias. Is that guy who was a kid that the Boston recruited, top pick for the Boston Celtics, and he died because he took coke the night before? Not that these guys are doing coke. I'm not implying that at all. But this kid took the shot, and he says, man, I was in pain. I was tired. So it gave him COVID, but worse, it gave him blood clots. Now, I'm biased when it comes to blood clots because my mother died from it. So anything that's got blood clots, I'm staying away. That's a bad thing. My father-in-law, he's on blood thinners because he gets blood clots. By the way, for those of you interested, he got the shot. 76 years old. Has blood clots. And he got the shot, and he survived it. I want to be upfront with you that I'll tell you, you know, the truth. One of my best friends, he's like a brother to me, Mark, he got the shot. So when I tell you, I think it's silly, I think it's stupid, I got people in my life who got the shot. So far, so good. So it can't work for you. But I don't like rolling the dice. My father-in-law said, man, I got to die anyway. He goes, I got all these underlying conditions. He's got COPD. It's like, if it kills me, it kills me. But but it makes me feel better. Okay, go get it. We've been on pins and needles, but hey, he survived. But it could have gone the other way. My other buddy, I think I told you guys, his sister-in-law lost her husband to COVID. So she was very concerned about not getting it and demanded that everybody get vaccinated. It's his wife's sister, so she said, sister-in-law. She says, I'll go with it. So the family got shots. So far, so good. But ask Jessica Berg, Colin Powell, many others that they don't tell you about. How many of you that are listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, how many of you know somebody who did have adverse effects? My hand's up. See, because on the other side of that, I do know people who got the shot and died. And oh, let me tell you something. If you know of somebody that goes, oh man, Fred just died unexpectedly. Or man, who knew Gina was, how old was she? 47? She died? If you're in shock about people dying, let me tell you, probably died from the vaccine or complications thereof. 40-year-old coach died that is a friend of a friend. Nobody wants to talk about how they died. I told you about my buddy Kirby. He says, yeah, Kevin, we got two friends, early 50s, that died. Nobody wants to say why. I said, Kirby, you know why. Nobody wants to admit it. Nobody wants to go, you know what? We were stupid enough to get the shot. We believed the hype, and we did it. So here's the way I'll put it. Let's say it's a 1 in 3 shot. I don't know what it is. 1 in 10. That you could die. And you do it, and you die from something. 1 in 10. I mean, that's pretty good odds. Would you go for it? Because I would. I mean, it's got to be in the millions for me to go, well, okay, I'll go ahead and take a look. Very different world we live in, folks. Got to stay vigilant, because the left is not going to rest. They're going to glamorize this thing. And luckily for us, a few people are getting it, like this kid, Jonathan Isaacs. Kudos to him. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Can't afford half the stuff. It's crazy.
It's called inflation.
You can definitely feel a difference. I think it's outrageous.
And it's going up every day.
Well, I think it really affects people who are just living on the edge.
It has a huge impact because it takes an impact on your entire life when you're spending more on groceries than you have left for other things.
Spend more money.
We own supermarkets, but because of the problem that we have with product, then I'll be able to deliver it to stores from the manufacturer. So they can supply in big stores like this one. So for that, we have to come and get the product from them because we're not able to get it directly to our stores.
I kind of go to a, like, discount place for the meats and stuff now.
It's like from 10 to 20% difference. on regular price that we get it from the company.
I just feel so sorry for the people, you know. I don't know what they're going to do.
People, they don't want to work, so the companies, they don't have too much labor. And then for Duffel, we don't have too much products in the store, so they have to raise the prices to pay the rent and pay, you know, the expenses.
It's a result of COVID, pretty much, and these interrupted supply chains.
Trickle down effect and so forth.
COVID.
I call it greed. G-R-E-E-D. Greed. Ships in California are not able to unload their ships because they don't have enough workers.
I blame the people in the previous administration who did not deal with COVID.
Historically, it happens. We can't do anything about it.
I just don't know where the end is.
I can only think that Democrats have something up their sleeves because the impact of Joe Biden's policies, everything that they've done, it's a gut punch to the American public. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to this is the Kevin Jackson Network, the radio portion of what we do. You can check that out at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. We also write over at theblacksphere.net. And I will tell you, the crunch that these people have put on us on social media is painful. We have the lowest readership we've had probably since the first year I started the Black Sphere. And the articles are great. They're amazing. And yet people aren't going. Social media dominates. Google won't bring us up in search engines. I mean, the attack on us is relentless. But I'm going to tell you something. We will go down fighting. And my hope is that we can make it up in radio, because I keep telling you guys, 20,000 downloads of this show a day generates $1,000 a day to our network. And people go, Kevin, how is that? We're not contributing anything. No, it has nothing to do with your contributions. It has to do with the clicks. Because people like the show. They buy, the advertisers. I don't know all the algorithms involved with it, but 20,000 downloads a day translates into $1,000 of income a day for my little network. What if that were 200,000 clicks a day? And it translated to $10,000 a day. Woo, baby! We'd have enough to actually go out and grab a bite from time to time. In the meantime, I pretty much fund it. But I have good benefactors like my buddy Albert, who doesn't like me to talk about him in terms of what he donated, but he donated a hefty amount. And Bob and Carol sent us some money, and many others. Ruth, my girlfriend in Florida, Ruth is like 96 now. So, you know, those help, but I'm just telling you, they're doing everything they can to keep us silent. They demonize you. Oh, you're trying to be Alex Jones, you know, if you bring up anything, even common sense stuff like, you know, I wonder if Colin Powell had complications from the vaccine. Oh, look at you, Alex Jones, right? Well, it turns out Alex was right about a lot of stuff. So anyway, these shoppers are complaining about food prices. Rightfully so. It's like I told you, when something hits you at a level that it's impossible not to look at. I'm going to tell you, I will never forget when I went to the grocery store. This has been a few months ago, and I looked at the price of ground beef and went, what? I know what I pay for ribeye steaks. And I went, this is insane. And then I went to look at the ribeye steaks. Yeah, those boogers should be in Fort Knox. A ribeye steak that I used to get for $15 is $45. And I thought, what's that translate to in the restaurant? Well, it doesn't matter. Nobody's going to restaurants anyway, right? Yeah, well, not so funny for the restaurant owners. So, only one person in that clip we played earlier. Well, we need to blame the previous administration because of what they did with WooFlu. That's just a dyed-in-the-wool leftist. Everybody else that was complaining, they're not blaming Trump. So the question you got to ask yourself is, what game are the Democrats playing? Because everything they're doing is counterintuitive to getting votes. So here's the dirty little secret. Hey, if you know any black leftists, be sure to let them listen to this particular segment of the show. Let me tell you, they don't need your vote anymore. scary. The only thing that can save us, if something will, are whistleblowers. People who get actual evidence and show this is what this machine did. I was there when they connived to do it. And I think that'll happen. I mean, O'Keefe isn't the only guy out there doing this stuff. And for the record, Project Veritas, in many cases, isn't doing it. They just have a reputation for it. So people bring them their own undercover stuff now. It's not necessarily Project Veritas doing it, even though they do still do that work. I don't want to imply that they don't, because I love what they do. But I also want to let you know that it's the individuals that are taking it upon themselves. This nurse whistleblower I talked about earlier, she got her own emails and data and gathered it. Now, these types of people then take that stuff to O'Keefe and his team, and they make sure that the information is 100% factual, because O'Keefe doesn't want to be caught in that loop. Same thing with WikiLeaks. Julian Assange said, no, we are going to investigate till we know exactly where this stuff comes from and the real source. Then we will unleash it. And where is he, by the way? Remember when WikiLeaks, we could count on them to tell us the dirt that was going on? But what did they do? They silenced Julian Assange. His life is over. What did he do? Nothing. He exposed the truth, the dirty truth of what's going on in this world. Indiscriminate of politics. He didn't care what your politics were. If you were harming the people, he let you know. That is a service. And you know what they did? They ruined this man's life over that. And you wonder why leftists stay with that cult? You wonder why many of you are afraid to speak out? You don't want to lose your lives. Yeah, I was thinking about life and death the other day. Because, you know, most of us, if you're listening to this program, you probably have more years behind you than you do in front. And that's okay. We've accepted our fate. We understand it more so as we age. When you're 14 years old, you don't even think about it. It's a rare occasion. Something might happen to make you come to grips with it, but you're not thinking about it the way we do. But here's what I will tell you. I was thinking about being on my deathbed. I don't know why. Maybe, you know, somebody's talking about Wu Flu, and I was like, yeah, what if I was dying? What would I be thinking? Would I be mad that I didn't get the shot? Nope. But whatever you do. But here's what the conclusion I came to is, if you're on your deathbed and you're going, God, wish I'd taken that vacation, or, you know, shame on you. When I'm on my deathbed, I will be saying to myself, hey, man, you had a great life. You did the best you could. And whatever, come what may, whatever you did, whatever you didn't do, it's okay. You know, it's, you're getting ready to go into another realm. You don't know what it is, but you got to be at peace with. I swear on my mother's grave, I'm telling you the honest to God truth. It is the first time that I can tell you I purely thought about my death, and I went, I'm 100% okay with it. Not 99, 100%. Up to this point, I've been 99%. Because you're always like, man, I just hope I get to do this. Or I hope the bucket list or whatever. If my death happens today, I would say to myself, you gave it all. I want you to give it all. I want you to have, man, and I pray that most of you have this feeling already that you go, hey, man, I'm going to go to something better. But whether you do or you don't, I'm telling you, there's something to be said when that moment of clarity, and I'm sharing it with you. This was yesterday that I had this moment of clarity. And it was like, you got nothing to worry about, man. You will have done your all. Don't sweat it. Don't fear it. Whatever it is. Do yourself a favor, folks. Get away from politics. Go do something that gives you a unique pleasure. Playing piano, reading a good book. Fill your soul. And remember this, it's all God's plan.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.